every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:43, I love our off-air conversations. If you're caught in between laughs before you go into the next interview, can be a bit distracting. But nonetheless, next cappuccino with the CEO, it's none other than Dr. Adrian Saville, who's the CEO of Canon Asset Managers. The thing is, normally when we talk to Dr. Saville, we're talking either about interest rates, the economy, or getting some kind of commentary with regards to various aspects of the economy. But he has a long, extensive background, and I was reading just some of the things about Dr. Saville. In 1994, while completing his doctorate in economics, he formed an investment vehicle which became the forerunner to Canon Asset Managers, which he founded in 1998. In 2017, Bidvest Financial Services acquired Canon Asset Managers, and today he serves as the chief executive at Canon Asset Managers. But who is he? And he joins us on the line. Dr. Saville, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on the show. Good morning.
So one of my friends who found out that you're going to be on the show sharing your story mentioned to me that you used to be his lecturer at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. And, you know, it just made the story even more fascinating. Perhaps you can take us back to where it all started. How did you find yourself in the investment space as an economist? Was it always a career that you wanted to pursue?
I think it was a case of perhaps not quite love at first sight, but certainly a very early love and a fascination that has stayed with me from a very young age all the way to now. And I've got no reason to feel that it will go away. The world of investment, finance, economics is a constantly changing world. It parades as a science, yet deals with all of the complexities and unknowns of human behavior, history, geography, politics, all of these hard to nail down elements feed into trying to understand and manage the world of economics and finance. And so it's a career, a profession that I've also had the privilege of having been in love for decades.
Right. So do you remember when you started having, I suppose, financial awareness at which age? Mine's would have to be 13. Do you remember what age you started realizing, oh my gosh, this pocket money and I got to spend and save and that kind of stuff?
Now I'll give away my age. The first time, you know, I sort of knew that this thing had intrigued me and got my attention was when I would listen to the radio each evening to the stock market report, where share prices were read out one by one. At the end of the day, I ran a fictitious portfolio, a paper portfolio. I was about the same age that you describe. I was about 13 years old. And I would have absolute delight if my father happened to bring home a business day newspaper. And I could trawl through the pages of business. And, you know, share prices led me to commodity prices, which led me to currencies, which led me to economics, which led me to politics. The time that I was 13 was
Dr. Saville.
Africa being in an apartheid crisis, and you had the rand being frozen, capital markets going into suspense. So it was a very clear illustration that this is a complex and fast changing world.
Most people who either come on the show or that we either interact with on a personal basis will always mention that aspects of their childhood shaped the person who they've become well into their adulthood. What was your childhood like?
Um, I think, a couple of aspects, really stay with me and stand out. The one is the permanent investment of my parents in me as an individual, and of course, in my brother and sister also. But that's a standout feature. I'd like to describe myself as well-rounded and balanced. I was probably anything but. The academic aspect of my life, achieving, I guess, in the classroom, really only happened when I went to university. That was in the second half of the 80s. At that time, South Africa was not the country it is today, and so I was raised in an economically and politically aware environment, and I became politically involved through my young adult life. If I describe myself as being an ordinary South African, I don't think there is any such thing. But what I would describe is a child which I had the constant interest, support, care, love, attention, discipline of my parents.
And the entrepreneurial side, what initiated that?
Now I might lose some clients. My first business was really to help me pay my way through university, and it was, believe it or not, a mobile disco. I have an ongoing and constant love for music in any shape and form. And here was a chance for me to play music for people who loved listening to music, and to earn an income whilst not interrupting my university studies. So it was a lovely way to at least contribute to getting my way financially through university.
Right. As your career has progressed over the years and you've involved yourself in various ventures and even the lecturing side of things, what would you say are some of the lessons learned over the years that you would happily pass on to the next person?
I think one of the most valuable components in life, society, business, is trust. And I have a very powerful memory of my father telling me at a young age that trust is one of the things that's most easily broken and almost impossible to restore. I think that's an enduring feature of, as I say, business, society, family, parenting. Keeping your head down, keeping your eye on the ball, following through, to borrow from cricket analogies, that there is no such thing as an easy day, or an easy week, or an easy year. To build a business, to run a business, to manage a business, and I think especially from zero, is incredibly hard. It's extraordinarily rewarding, but it's tough. It requires discipline.
Right. Because we live in a world where there's so much happening, and this is going to be my last question before I let you go, and so much is happening, there's a lot of noise, it's very easy to be depressed and not excited anymore. What's the one thing you're excited about when it comes to the way in which the world is going, be it on the tech side, be it on any interest that, I suppose, excites you?
Steven Pinker has a fantastic book out which talks about, or which demonstrates, I think, our loss of perspective, that it's so easy to talk about the negatives, yet there is a raft of positives that I think overwhelm, that swamp the negatives. Life expectancy, longevity, infant mortality, incomes per person are substantially better today than they were 20, 50, 100 years ago. We lose sight of that, and I think we are on a relatively steady march to an increasingly better world. And technology is a great economic and social mobilizer. And in my business career at Canon Asset Managers, one of the small ways in which we can contribute is by modest nudges. You can change people's futures with very small nudges in investment and financial behavior. You can put a person in a completely different and substantially better retirement or investment future.
All right, Dr. Saville, thank you so much for your time this morning. That is Dr. Adrian Saville, who is the CEO of Cannon Asset Managers.